summer, and welcome on in to a Memorial Day weekend Friday edition of BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle, filling in for Brad Evans tonight. We got the Glass Man, PJ Glasser, and PJ will be with me all 5 hours tonight. We're with you every Monday through Friday, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. You could watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You could watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight. And you can listen to the show on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, SiriusXM, Channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. Our talking text line, you want to join the show today, 310-840-4910. You could call, you could text. PJ, what's going on, brother? It's been 2 weeks since we last did a show together. We'll get into these weekend plans. It's a lot of rain ahead for me. But you know what? Mother Nature can't get me down, PJ, because the Knicks are 2 wins away from the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999. I was just a wee little tot back then. Didn't even remember it. No idea, no recollection. I was 5 years old. Actually, I was 4 years old. I had no idea. I was still probably pooping in my pants. True story, kind of. So the Knicks are 2 wins away from the NBA Finals. They dominate the second half last night against the Cavs, hold the Cavaliers to, what, 44 points in the second half. And Josh Hart has an unbelievable game. And the Knicks just clearly flat out look like the better team. And I'm getting ready to start beating my chest for not only another sweep here, get the brooms out, because it's 9 straight wins, but the Knicks, it's another blowout win, and I'm already looking towards the next stage here, PJ, where I'm sick and tired of people telling me that the Knicks have no chance to win a finals against either the Spurs or the Thunder, because I think they do, and the Knicks are taking care of business, and they cleaned up again last night, brother. I mean, have you seen a playoff team that has been as dominant as the Knicks have been here recently?
It's been a heck of a run, Pat. And I think what is most incredible is the fact that it's the Knicks doing this. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't have to tell you how much pain and suffering they've given to that city and that organization has had to endure for the past 25, 30 years. But it's been unbelievable. Whatever flipped after that game 3 against Atlanta, when they went down 2-1, they found something and they've been on a roll ever since. They had that historic comeback in game 1. They were awesome in game 2 against the Cavs last night, and now they go on the road. But Pat, I think what's interesting is Cleveland has been such a good postseason team at home that this series isn't over yet, and Cleveland should have won game 1 on the road, so they have confidence that if they're able to get these two games in Cleveland, if it's 2-2 going back to MSG for game 5, they could still find a way to win this series. I don't think they're going to. I think game 1 was so demoralizing. I just don't see them coming back in this series. And I think the Knicks are too good that they're probably going to get one of the two games in Cleveland. But it's just really impressive to watch what they do. And I think the mark of a great team is obviously Brunson is the leader. But Pat, any given night, man, you don't know who it's going to be that steps up. It could be Brunson. It could be Cat. It could be OG. It could be Josh Hart like it was last night, who led them in scoring. So they just have so many different guys that can beat you. And the difference between this Knick team to the Knick team we've seen the last couple of years is they got a bench, man. They're deep. It's Shamet. It's Deuce McBride. It's Mitchell Robinson. They got all these guys that they can hit you with. I think Mike Brown, for most part, has been good throughout the postseason. And I credit the Knicks, Pat, because there was so much made of Tibbs getting fired. And a lot of people didn't like that move. And I love the move from the Knicks because, as you know, the goal isn't to win 50 regular season games. The goal isn't to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. The goal is to win a title. And the Knicks knew with Tibbs, they weren't going to be able to do that. I firmly believe if he was the coach, they were never going to accomplish that. So even though it was unpopular, even though it was risky, even though it might not have worked in their benefit, they took a chance. And now look at them. They're 2 games away from making the finals. And I agree with you. I think, as a Knicks fan, you'd rather see San Antonio. But with those two teams beating each other up every game, and I think all of us expecting that series to go 6 or 7, you're a Knicks fan, man. If they win that Cleveland series in 4 or 5 games, they kick their feet up and just watch those teams go at it and throw haymakers at one another. they absolutely have a shot in the finals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I tweeted that the other night. I got a lot of salty, basketball fans. I just Knicks haters in general. Wow, that's the kind of ring that you want, the Knicks? You know, you want the Mickey Mouse title? I don't give a damn how it happens. I don't care. What do you think? What you think it's gonna like? It's gonna make it a less of a championship for me if the Knicks beat a Thunder team that are missing their second best player. They beat a Spurs team that might be missing two players. Like, I'm gonna feel any less if the Knicks are coming down the Canyon of Heroes and I'm topless, drunk, you know, having a freaking ball, and I'm gonna say to myself, "Oh, damn. Well, you know, I really wish the Knicks beat a fully healthy Thunder team." No, who's ever done that? Who has ever done that in the history of sports? I want a title as easy as it could possibly be. I don't care how it happens, PJ. So I tweeted. I was like, I'm loving what I'm seeing. Knicks were up 1-0 at the time. They just came back. Now they're up 2-0. The Thunder and Spurs, game 3 tonight. I wish that series was even a day later than the Knicks so we could go even longer. But look, I mean, there's a chance that series goes 7. They're beating the crap out of each other. We're going to preview that game next segment. And here are the Knicks. 2-0. Fully healthy, fingers crossed on that. OG Anunoby, please have my hamstring if you need one. Hopefully his hammy stays good and healthy and good to go here. But yeah, they can absolutely win the freaking title this year. And I don't want to get, I've already gotten too far ahead of myself, PJ. I don't want to get completely ahead of myself because this series isn't quite just over yet. But I just, you know, you're wondering, how historic is this Knicks run? 9 straight playoff wins. They're the 13th team in NBA history to do so. But there are some incredible eye-popping stats here in this 9-game winning streak. During it, the Knicks have outscored their opponents by 212 points. That's just under 24 points per game that they're winning by. That is the largest point differential over any 9-game stretch in NBA history, PJ. Not just the playoffs. Any 9-game stretch in the history of the NBA, nobody has dominated more than the Knicks have in the last 9 games. And on top of that, they're shooting 54% as a team during this 9-game winning streak. That's the best since the 1987 Lakers in any 9-game stretch. And they have an effective field goal percentage of 62, which is, again, the best in NBA history. That is how historic the Knicks are playing. So you consider that. Do you still give the Cavs a chance to win this series? That's what I want to know, PJ, because again, you mentioned it, the splits at home and away. They're 6-1 at home. They're 2-7 on the road in the playoffs. How realistic is it Cleveland wins both games? Because they have to.
They do. I would give them out a 10% chance. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but I'm saying it's very unlikely for them to come back. The fact that they are so good at home, that makes me feel better about things. They're a 2.5-point favorite in game 3, which I think is pretty telling, Pat, because with the Knicks being such a public team, with them being on such a roll, and a lot of people feel like this series is over because of how game 1 went, the fact they're giving you Cleveland not only as a favorite, but 2.5, I think is pretty telling. The Cavs were down 0-2 in that series to Detroit. They came back in game 3. They won. They covered the spread. So I think they are going to win game 3. Game 4 is where I have my concerns. I think that's probably where the Knicks win game 4. It honestly wouldn't shock me, Pat, if like something happened where Knicks win game 4, it's 3-1, come back to MSG, everybody thinks they're going to close it out, and you know it would be very New York Knick-like for them to lose that game, go on the road, and then take care of business in Cleveland in 6. So I could see something funny like that happening, but I do think the Knicks are going to win this series. But again, if you're a Cavs fan, outside of like really 2.5 quarters of basketball, you got to feel pretty good with how things have gone. I mean, that first half last night in game 2, that was an even game. It was a 2-point game at halftime. And then the Knicks just went on that run in the third quarter. And obviously the fourth quarter, they were able to maintain it. And then it was just 8-9 minutes of terrible basketball in the fourth quarter in game 1. So, Pat, last time you and I did a show, we were breaking down the Thunder-Lakers series. And we were talking about how we felt like the Lakers had maybe been a better team for a majority of that series through the first 2 games. It was just these runs that the Thunder would go on. And they would just blow out the Lakers, and it'd be 20-point victories. The score wasn't as indicative of how close the series or the games have been. I feel like the Knicks-Cavs through the first 2 has kind of been the same way. Cleveland obviously should have won game one, and there are those stats out there, those metrics that they should have won it 99.9% of the time. And then yesterday, again, it was close at half, and then the Knicks just come out of the locker room and they blitz them and they go on a huge run and they never look back. That's the fear, Pat, and that's why these three teams, OKC, San Antonio, and New York, are just on a different level than the other teams in the playoffs, because you might be hanging around for two quarters, three quarters, but those three teams, the spurt ability that they have to turn a two-point game into a 14-point game in the blink of an eye is what just makes them not only tough to beat for a single game, but tough to beat them in a series. And that's the challenge that Cleveland's going to have to deal with. When you're at home, it's a lot easier to neutralize those runs. But that's what Cleveland, that's the hole that they dig themselves in. But I just, losing that game one, Pat, I just, if they would have won that game, we'd obviously be looking at the series in a completely different light. Losing that game one, I just think it's a little bit too tall of a mount for Cleveland to climb.
310-840-4910. Again, the number to join, you can call, you can text. Do you still give the Cavs any chance to win this series? Yeah, 44-11 run to end game one, and then an 18-0 kill shot run in the third quarter last night. That's what the Thunder do. Like, the Knicks are doing what the Thunder have done to teams now for the last 2 years, and I, as much as I believed it, my heart of hearts as a Knicks fan, they're actually in the same conversation of dominance right now against Oklahoma City, and yet, PJ, people are still doubting them. Oh, they beat this, a terrible Sixers team. A Sixers team that came from 3-1 down to knock out the Celtics. Oh, well, Jason Tatum got hurt for game seven. Oh, the Hawks were not a real playoff team. They were 19-5 to end the regular season and a completely different team after they traded away Trae Young. So it's like, oh, the Cavaliers needed seven to get by the Raptors and they beat a Pistons team that was so offensively challenged. Yeah, Pistons team that won 60 games. It was the one seed. So we just, it's all right. Keep doubting the Knicks. All the haters out there, keep doubting them. Keep doubting them. Here's a big reason why I think Cleveland is cooked, PJ, and maybe I'll give them one game at home at most, and I'll say Knicks in five, which is what I said before the series started. Brad said the same thing. It's even more so glaring now. Donovan Mitchell's not 100%, and so should we just assume he's not going to be 100% the rest of the series? And because the Cavs can't win if he's not at his best. You know, remarkably, he still scores 26 points last night, despite clearly looking limited with his ankle. He's yet to miss a playoff game this postseason. He's still averaging 26 points per game, shooting 45% from the field. But that's where it starts and ends for me, because they're just like it, Donovan Mitchell needed to be the best player on the floor in this series, and maybe he could have been if he was 100%. He's not, and he's not going to say that he's hurt. We'll probably find out after the series ends. But I just, you know, James Harden, you're expecting James Harden to be like the 1A superstar that he was for teams 10 years ago. It's a guy that's never been all that reliable in the postseason. So that's really why I give Cleveland little chance to win this series. And I give them little chance to win both of these games at home. If it's 3-1 going back to the Garden, sayonara.
I think that's fair. I mean, like you said, if he's not healthy, the Cavs need him to be at his best, because, you know, with Harden, there's just too much inconsistency. There's too much variance there. And then the other guys, the role players that they're relying on, Sam Merrill's had a nice postseason. He's not a guy that you can, you know, pencil in for 15, 20 every single night, though. Strew, Schroeder, same kind of thing. So, yeah, if Mitchell's banged up, Mobley's certainly going to have to step up along with Harden. Jared Allen's going to have to play really well also. But you wonder, Pat, if maybe like Cleveland, they got to start winning these games. They got to muck it up and make it ugly. You know, if Mitchell's hurt, like, I just don't see how they're going to beat the Knicks in a game to first to 120. They got to win it like first to 90, first to 95 type games. Be very interested to see how game three is played. But you said it. And your point, too, about the Knicks and how nobody's going to buy in, nobody's going to trust them. It's very much like Indiana football, Pat, where we've seen it for so long that until the Knicks can prove to us that they can get to the finals, that they can compete with these top teams, people are just going to continue to doubt them. And you know what? How can you blame them? Like, you are in your right to go after all these people that are knocking the Knicks and saying they can't do it and saying they're not good enough. But it's the same thing with Indiana football, because it's just like our brains are programmed to not believe that the Knicks should be this good. If you would take the Knicks off the jersey and you'd put the Celtics on there, the Lakers on there, the Warriors on there, people would be like, oh yeah, like that's a title contender. But because it's the Knicks, people aren't going to buy in until they finish the job.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, you mentioned Evan Mobley. He was cooking in the first quarter last night. He had 14 points in the first half. He had 2 threes in like the first, I don't know, 5 minutes of the game. Evan Mobley, 14 points, 5 for 8 from the field in the first half. PJ, do you know how many points Evan Mobley scored in the second half?
Two points.
Zero. Do you know how many shots Evan Mobley took in the second half?
Zero.
Yep. Didn't take a single shot in the second half. How does that happen? That's another Kenny Atkinson coaching malpractice, and there's been plenty in just two games so far. I mean, hell, in the last five quarters. And that's also Evan Mobley just not being a killer enough instinct. This team is soft. Cleveland is soft. You know, again, how did the guy scores 14? He doesn't even take a shot in the second half. One thing, if he went like 0 for 6, I would still probably criticize him and be like, geez, this guy was terrible. Didn't take a shot. He had 14 in the first half, and you got Donovan Mitchell basically on one ankle, gritting his way down the lane every time, and the rest of Cleveland is just like this. Just standing there watching. Harden had 12 points at the half. He finished with 18. Miserable second half for him. Dean Wade, is there a more useless basketball player in the NBA than Dean Wade? What does he do? What dirt does he have on the Cavs front office or the Cavs ownership that they keep running him out there in the starting lineup? He needs to get out of that rotation. You mentioned Strus and Schroeder. Those guys are just going to have to step. Sam Merrill's going to have to, you know, whatever the hell he found, whatever black magic he found in Game 7 against the Pistons, that's what they need from him the rest of this series. Otherwise, they don't have a shot. They don't have a chance. And I know I'm a Knicks fan, and I sound super arrogant right now, but it's the truth. They've been relying on this, oh, just wait till we get home. Wait till we get home. Wait till we get home. I mean, it should be 1-1 going back to Cleveland and thinking that they have a real chance to win this series, but they blew that game. I don't think they're ever going to come back from that. You said the same thing. And I don't give them a good chance to win both these games at home. And like I said, if it's 3-1 going back to the Garden, they are toast.
Yeah, definitely. They got to win both games. Have to make it 2-2 going into game 5. The Mobley stuff is shocking. I think you also got to give a ton of credit to the Knicks, Pat, because we saw this same stuff with Paul George. Not to this extent where he didn't take a single field goal attempt, but we saw multiple games in that Sixers-Knicks series where he would go crazy in the first quarter, first half, and then he didn't even score in the second half. The fact that this is now happening to Mobley too, I think you got to give the Knicks a ton of credit. Their staff, their players, their ability to adjust. That's another thing getting lost in all of this is they're on such a roll, Pat. You got to give the coaching staff so much credit. In these series, I mean, there's, you know, everybody's watching the same film. You have all this tape on these teams, all the regular season games they've played, the postseason games they've played. You know how they're going to try to attack you. And the fact that the Knicks are finding all these things to adjust, especially so far in this series, what they're able to find in game one in the fourth quarter, what they're able to find in the third quarter in game two, and how they've been able to do this to now multiple players with Paul George, who had a great first half, doesn't score second half, and Mobley doing the same thing. Knicks deserve a ton of credit. But like you said, Mobley, that probably will not happen again in game 3, especially if Mitchell is hurt. They can't afford for that to happen. But that is pretty crazy that he didn't even attempt a single shot, especially for him to not even just get like a rebound and like just try to put back or something. That's pretty crazy.
And he only had 2 rebounds in the second half because I know I took his over and he was at 4 in the first half. And I was like, all right, he needs 5 more, 2 rebounds, 0 points, 0 shot attempts. Terrible. Wow. You're listening to BetMGM tonight with Pat Boyle and Brad Evans. PJ Glasser filling in for Brad. Sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you could save at progressivecommercial.com. All right, again, phone number to join the show. Any of your thoughts on this Knicks-Cavs series? 310-840-4910. Do you give Cleveland any chance to come back and win this thing down 0-2 as they head back to Cleveland for Game 3 tomorrow night? We got a Game 3 coming up tonight. Spurs, Thunder, plenty of injury questions, and a series that looks like it's headed the distance in one of the best conference final series we've seen in a long time. We'll break down game three tonight when we come back. We'll preview it. He's PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans, and I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.